This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State officials today banned all Colorado law enforcement from using the term excited delirium starting in January. CPR's Allison Sherry has the story.
The diagnosis of excited delirium is a term that is often used to justify use of force against people of color. National medical groups have also disavowed the term, saying it isn't rooted in science. State officials from the Peace Officer Standards and Training Board, which regulates the state's law enforcement officers, voted to eliminate the term unanimously Friday, saying officers should learn to treat individual symptoms of people in distress. The vote came while two paramedics are on trial for using ketamine on Elijah McClain, an unarmed black man, in part because they thought he had excited delirium. McClain died several days later. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A majority of Colorado Congress members voted to expel New York's George Santos from the U.S. House today. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Colorado Republicans Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn voted against the resolution that expelled a member of Congress who has not been convicted of a crime for the first time since the Civil War. Republicans like Boebert decried the precedent that it sets as shameful and said Santos wasn't given due process. Fellow Republican Ken Buck, however, voted for expulsion, saying the House Ethics Committee's investigation was due process, and that given its findings, Santos should not be a member of the House. All five Colorado Democrats also voted for the resolution. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
For more news of the day, come to CPR.org. It's 5:06.